Hello everyone and welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. So today we are going to be ranking every Naruto character based on, keyword, based on their strength. So not about our opinions or popularity, which, we might do, foreshadowing. Okay, anyway, so, because we, for some reason, like ranking and do it literally on every other podcast. No Otsutsukis. And that's basically all the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, and no Boruto. No Boruto characters. No Boruto characters.
We're excluding Boruto characters and we're leaving it up to pre-Boruto.
Nicholas, you can do the first one, or we'll go together, but name out the first one.
So, the first one, technically the last one, is Edo Tensei Nagato and Edo Tensei Tobirama, because we don't know enough, and they're evenly matched.
You can debate for yourselves. So, why we put them at 10 for Edo Nagato? He has dual Rinnegan. He's an Uzumaki, a full-blooded Uzumaki, meaning that he has insane, insane chakra reserves. And he's been, I'm pretty sure he's been alive a decent amount of time. Or
he's been alive for a very long time.
He has the six paths of pain, and he's Edo Tensei, so he gets all the buffs of being an Edo Tensei body. Continue.
A few more things to mention. It's pretty obvious he has insane, like, chakra control.
Yeah. Yeah, he is really good in chakra control.
We might as well go over to Tobirama, who, I know nothing about.
So, I'll take this one over.
Go ahead.
So, please. Tobirama, although practically Minato but worse, has incredible water jutsu. He has flying Raijin, which is teleportation.
Yeah.
Sorry. He is the flying thunder god technique. It's not flying Raijin. Minato is flying Raijin.
It's slightly separate.
Yeah. And what he does with his is he has a sword, so he flying Raijin slice. So he teleports to them and then slices them. And most of the time kills them because it's a blade. Okay. Next point is he's also an Edo Tensei body, so he gets all the buffs of an Edo Tensei self, which is immortality and unlimited chakra pool, which is very useful. Like, really, really useful. Tobirama was the second Hokage. He's just incredibly powerful.
The thing about, like, why we put those both there is neither of us really know enough about either of these characters. They really didn't appear too much, especially Tobirama, although we do know they're both very powerful.
Yeah. I know a little bit more, but, yeah.
But it's really small things, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're powerful. He has the Rinnegan. Tobirama has teleportation.
Anyway, so, moving on to number 9, Sakura, who I happen to know particularly the least about.
So, you want me to take over?
Please.
Okay. So, Sakura is very much downplayed and hated on. Sakura has incredible feats of strength, being one of the most physically capable characters in all of Naruto. She also has insane healing prowess, being able to heal massive injuries, and having the 1,000 heals seal, which gives her mitotic regeneration cells a boost, I think, or, like, creates more, I'm pretty sure.
And yeah, it's the creation one.
Yeah, and it just gives her incredible regeneration and makes her incredibly buff. Not to mention, she has incredible durability, being one of the most physically tanky characters, too. And she's just got incredible physical stats. Although, the reason why she's number 9 and not lower is because she doesn't have much besides that. Because she doesn't really ever use, like... You wouldn't see Sakura summoning a Earth God or Earth Column or something like that.
I'm not even sure she uses any elements.
I don't even think she does. I'm pretty sure she just
uses... I've never seen her pull off any jutsu.
No, I'm pretty sure she just uses medical ninjutsu and...
The only other thing to really mention about her is she is good against regular genjutsu, which basically means she's good against
anything. Oh, yes! Forgot about that. She has incredible chakra control.
Oh, yeah.
Like insane.
I mean, that comes with being a medical ninja, but...
No, actually, she had those stats beforehand.
I mean, yeah, I gotta remember that. Anyway.
Yep. And also, now that I'm mentioning it, I guess we can also throw Tsunade up here, too, at number 9, I'd say.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah.
Tsunade and Sakura practically... I mean, I don't know why I'd have to go over Tsunade. I just went over Sakura. They literally have the exact same abilities. Incredible physical...
Well, there's one difference between them two.
Oh? What's that?
Tsunade actually has a summoning, which you have to keep in mind.
Nope. Sakura has the same one.
Oh, Sakura's the same one? Never mind. There's literally no difference.
Oh, right. And... Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Sakura and Tsunade's summonings, which is Lady Katsuya, is... really, really good. Lady Katsuya can split into many versions of herself, and what she can do with that is split and heal people. Like, heal a bunch of people at the same time. And she can spit acidic goo. And I'm pretty sure she's the size of a mountain.
Okay, one more thing to mention. Their summoning is a slug. It's not an actual person.
Oh, yeah, that would have been helpful to mention.
Yeah, it's a slug.
Yeah, it's a slug.
It's not a lady that can spit poison. It is a slug.
Hey, it's acidic goo? Okay, anyway.
I don't really care.
We're moving on.
We're moving on to a character that matters marginally more. Minato! Yippee! He had to be here.
Okay.
Minato has, let's see, Flying Raijin nearly completely mastered, as much as anyone could, and he has a
best for Sangons. Can I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
Boruto has Flying Raijin, and he'll probably get better than
no,
Minato.
No, he does not.
Yeah, he does.
Nope, I looked it. It's a different technique.
Well, he has Flying Thunder God.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely has Flying Thunder God, but he does not have Flying Raijin, thankfully.
He will.
I don't care.
Okay,
this
anyway.
Is Naruto.
Let's continue about Minato.
He really just has the whole technique mastered, and anyone who's not fast enough to kill him will die.
He has the Rasengan, and can do an incredible combo with the Rasengan, which he used on Obito and gave him a spine realigning. Teleport above somebody and stick a Rasengan straight into their back.
Yeah, and it was kind of a jutsu he had to make on the fly for Obito, because Obito was technically intangible.
He just was intangible. I don't know why you said technically.
I said technically because there are moments in which he was not intangible.
Good point, and that's how he got the attack off. Yeah. I mean...
Alright, let's continue. And go to a person who could beat Minato. This one is probably one of the most, interchangeable parts. This up to 1, 2, and 3 is a little bit iffy. Convincing.
I'd say 6 and 7 are interchangeable.
6 and 7 are a little iffy.
Yeah.
6 and 7 are Mike Guy and Obito. Obito at 6, Mike Guy at 7. Mike Guy, going on to him, he has incredible speed, incredible strength, incredible durability. And he has access to all the 8 gates and has used all the 8 gates and has mastered the 8 gates to a point where no one else, I swear if you correct me on this one, where no one else can beat him besides maybe Rock Lee. There isn't really too much to talk about Mike Guy, but his raw strength is really just what puts this all together.
He's like Yuji in a way.
What?
He's like Yuji. He's like the Yuji of the Naruto universe.
Yeah, he technically has chakra.
No. He uses jutsu.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because Night Guy's a jutsu. He
doesn't really use it.
Yeah, not really. And
I guess the most we see is his, like, his summoning, but we don't really know a lot about his summoning.
Yeah. Alright. Next up is... Wait, does my guy have a summoning?
What?
My guy does have a summoning, right?
Yeah, my guy is a turtle.
Right, the turtle.
A weird turtle that we only see twice.
So, Obito is... There's a lot, and I'm gonna take this over just because... Why not?
Quick mention. This is specifically White Mask Obito.
So, White Mask Obito has access to the following abilities. All the Rinnegan abilities. Kamui. Wood Release. Hashirama's Regeneration. And he has 6 Paths of Pain, too.
Although he doesn't really use it.
They're all Chinchuriki.
Which is,
There are all, I believe, former Chinchuriki, except maybe a couple. But they're all Chinchuriki, or past Chinchuriki, that still have probably a fragment of the chakra, or at least the Kekkigenkai. Which makes them so OP. They don't have access to the Rinnegan abilities, but they have access to Chinchuriki abilities. What more do you want?
It's basically Obito's, he's got a lot in his kit, and he's a lot better than, I originally thought.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And, because of his, from what you told me, because of his 10 tails transformation, he lost access to the Sharingan and the Rinnegan?
Yes.
Basically meaning he nerfed himself for more chakra.
And truth-seeking orbs.
Which, considering those are limited, he just did it for the ability to do a Bijuu Bomb and have a lot of chakra.
And a sword.
Oh, really? A sword? Wow, that's great. You know who
else has a sword? A truth-seeking sword.
You know who else has a sword?
Who?
Literally everybody higher than him on this list.
Well, yeah, that's true, but his sword was made out of truth-seeking balls.
Maybe this next one, maybe not.
Although, no, I'm pretty sure Hashirama did. Hint. But Obito, his sword was, like, incredibly powerful. It was called the Sword of Creation, I think. And it created the world, and it could destroy it. But...
Dude, they said that about Whitebeard. That statement means nothing.
Yeah, because Obito would have done that, and he didn't.
If he could, he would have just, like, snapped.
Right.
And so, Thanos'd everybody.
So he's useless. Anyway, moving on to the 5th place.
Absolutely nothing.
Now, you guys might be surprised, or you might not. It's Hashirama. And Hashirama is just, he has incredible regeneration, just like Obito, and he has wood release. But the thing about Hashirama, he had good chakra, and those were his cells, not grafted onto him. Obito had the cells grafted onto him. Those were just Hashirama's cells. So that made the wood release and the regeneration probably better. I mean, at least more controlled or stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Made it more refined.
Yeah.
Would you like to mention anything?
Okay. I'm just going to say, Obito, while he did have wood release, he didn't use it to its full potential like Hashirama does, because that's just about his entire kit. Also, Hashirama is a sage, from I understand, and a very specific one.
Yes. He has his own special sage mode, which I don't think has a name, but, like, it's pretty cool. Yep. I mean, he gets these little markings, and it boosts his output for his wood release and boosts his chakra, which I would like to mention is a very big. Like, his chakra pool is massive. Like, one of the biggest in the show.
Slightly below Naruto?
Yeah, slightly.
Okay, that's really good to know. And we also can't forget to mention his, just frankly overpowered wood release abilities.
Yeah. The wood release was really overpowered.
Let's see. Was it 1,000 hands?
His 1,000 hands canon, yeah.
His 1,000 hands, and not to mention, after he used that, he still had enough chakra to make a giant golem, which could, unshockingly, still go toe-to-toe with Kurama.
Deep Forest Emergence, as well, is super OP.
He had enough chakra to make a golem after making something that could level cities.
Susanoo on top of Kurama while Madara was riding it.
And he still had enough to remove the genjutsu on Kurama.
Yeah, that's insane. Hashirama is so powerful, and I wouldn't debate it with you if you, or maybe I would, I don't know, but like, I wouldn't blame you if you put him lower.
You mean higher?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, now we're getting on to number 4.
We're going higher, right? Not lower?
Yeah, we're going higher.
Okay, so then higher. I wouldn't debate it if you wanted to put him higher. Alright, next person is
Kakashi with dual Mangekyo Sharingan.
Take this away.
So, I might not know a lot, but I know Kakashi is just a tiny bit overpowered, right? Yeah. So, he has both of the Sharingan from Obito, if I got this right.
Yeah, I mean,
which means he can open Kamui, which just happens to be a little strong. If you saw what happened to Deidara's arm, you know why.
He can teleport himself and others.
But teleportation isn't his limit. No. He can literally turn himself intangible like Obito did. And, considering he can also summon one of the strongest Susanoo besides maybe, I don't know, Mr. Tsukuyomi, because yes, I keep forgetting Itachi's name, who has the ability to deflect any jutsu thrown his way with his Susanoo. What do you think Kakashi's does? It's into the Kamui dimension.
Yeah.
Not to mention his Chidori, which he can also enhance with Kamui. So, he has shurikens that, they might not rival something that the Rinnegan could make, but they'll at least give you a little more than 50% of your body off your torso.
Yeah, I mean, those things are massive.
Not to mention, that's not the only part of the shuriken. You have Kamui attached to that.
Right.
You get hit by that, you're some different dimension with half of your face gone. What are you going to do? You're going to die.
So, the shuriken might not kill you. And if it doesn't, you're getting sent to the Kamui dimension and you'll just die there. You die and you die.
Pick your poison.
Which is both death.
All right. Is there anything more about Kakashi that we have to mention? All
right. Yes, actually. He has Sage of Six Paths chakra.
Oh, dang it. Oh, no.
Yeah. So when Obito gave him the dual Mangekyo Sharingan, he also gave him his Sage of Six Paths chakra.
Which,
really, really good.
Okay, there is actually one more thing to mention.
Oh, right.
His title of Jutsu Kakashi Ninja, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He has a lot of them.
Yeah, but he has a lot.
Any of them.
Yeah, he really doesn't. He uses lightning.
He happens to be one of the dumbest Jutsu ninjas in the entirety of Naruto.
If you're being honest with me, would you use your basic Jutsu when you had teleportation and portal creation?
Yeah, I would definitely. I would make elaborate jutsu with it.
Yeah,
Kamui is the perfect place to set up a trap.
Okay, anyway, we should probably move on.
Anyway, moving on. Should we do a few honorable mentions of guys that we considered but didn't put in before we do top three?
Why don't we do that at number one?
Yeah, right before number one.
Which I would assume you guys already know who it is. But, we don't spoil surprise.
We don't spoil surprises.
Okay.
If you haven't figured it out yet, then you deserve what's coming for you.
Three Rinnegan Madara. And hold on.
Three Rinnegan.
Take it over.
Reincarnated Madara.
Yeah. Actually, technically, he wasn't Edo Tensei at that point. Anyway. So, the Re-Renegon Madara, like in the title, like in his title, he has two Renegon, but where's the third one? On his forehead, it's a Reni Sharingan. And these confer him all of the abilities of his Mangekyo Sharingan, which we do not know, but we assume it's the creation or seeing of Limba clones. Oh, he has access to the Mangekyo Sharingan, the Renegon, with, I'm pretty sure, special abilities, unlike Sasuke's, which is coming up to. He has the Ten Tails, which gives him a really, really wide chakra pool, but he already had a massive one, so it gave him a godlike chakra pool. And he also, I believe, had truth-seeking orbs, but
he had a few. But
don't quote me on that.
And he did make like a spear with it.
He had a really cool jutsu called Purple Lightning. And that allowed him to shoot out purple lightning out of his mouth that cut truth-seeking orbs. Literally, just sliced it in half like butter.
That's okay. Is there anything... Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. What do we know about his, Susanoo? Because that it seems to be a quite big part of his arsenal.
I mean, it was dark blue.
Right, it just looked cool, I forgot.
Yeah, and it was really big. But he didn't even use it in Ten Tails, so that's not important right now.
Yeah, it's not important. Okay.
Pretty sure he, by the way, he also had Wood Release and Hashirama's regeneration, just like Obito.
But he just apparently didn't want to use Wood Release.
Yeah, Obito really didn't too much either. But you guys might be wondering, well, why is Madara able to use his Rinnegan and Sharingan abilities, but Obito isn't? Well, that's because, number one, it's Madara. And number two, Obito has a lot smaller of a chakra pool than Madara. Like before they transformed into the Ten Tails. So when they did, Obito's transformation was imperfect and kind of uncontrolled. So if he used the Rinnegan or Kamui, he would lose control of the Ten Tails. Anyway, on to the top two. So, Sasuke's six Tomoe Rinnegan confers him all the abilities of the regular Rinnegan on top of a special ability, which is called, oh boy, am I forgetting the name? Heavenly Hand Power. That's not the Japanese name, but...
I forgot the Japanese, too. I'll tell it to you.
And it's a swapping ability that whenever he uses it can swap with any objects. It's basically Boogie Woogie, but without the clapping.
Yeah, he can just do it whenever.
So, let's say I wanted to swap with that rock I just threw. Boom. I did it. So, let's say I wanted to swap with Naruto's Rasengan. I'm pretty sure he did that, but I could be wrong. Or he might have swapped with Amaterasu. I don't remember, but you can just swap with stuff with the ability. And why it's six Tomoe is so he can use his Rinnegan and Sharingan abilities with one eye. He can turn off the Tomoes, but not the Rinnegan itself.
All right. So let's also count off like his total powerful jutsus, so the ones that really matter.
All right.
He has...
Wait, also... Or actually, yes? Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
He has Amaterasu, the ability to control Amaterasu. He has a pretty good Susanoo.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. He has
incredibly powerful Chidori-related and non-Chidori-related lightning abilities.
Yeah, and he has mostly fireball jutsu.
He also has pretty good fire jutsus.
Also, I'd just like to clear something up. Amaterasu can make the Black Flames. Kagetsuchi can control them. That's with his right and left eye, respectively.
Anyway, continuing. He often uses his Amaterasu and Lightning, along with his Susanoo, which makes it pretty strong, although it is technically a regular Susanoo. There is no difference between a regular one, and I wanted to clear that up, because I was probably confused at it at one point.
Yeah, anyway. Probably.
So, he also has all of the abilities of the Rinnegan, which happens to be quite a lot.
Yeah.
And, did I miss anything?
Hold on. I don't think so.
All right. And I know I would, like, normally say he has, like, a small chakra reserves, but I'm definitely wrong. That definitely changed at some point post-time skip.
Yeah, he is...
He's able to use his Susanoo and make several planetary destructions with the Rinnegan while firing a lightning arrow at the same time.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have small chakra reserves. He doesn't have, like, amazing, but, like... They're fine.
It's not amazing, but it's not bad, which is good.
And now to the one honorable mention, because I'm pretty sure we only have one.
No, I have another one, but you go ahead with yours.
Gaara.
We also have to mention Itachi, who I considered briefly.
Edo Itachi, specifically.
Edo Itachi, because he's way better than regular Itachi.
And we're talking about Edo Tensai, just to clear that up.
Yeah. And finally... One that I kept trying to consider, but I just couldn't. Orochimaru.
We're not including him. But yeah. We could go over these abilities real quick.
Yeah.
For Gaara, sand, and he has sand, and he has the magnet release Kekkei Genkai, which he can harden his sand with.
And are we considering One Tail with this Gaara?
No.
Okay, good.
And I'd also like to mention a few more things.
Go ahead.
Gaara has great chakra reserves. Like I'm talking like really good. He was able to create a bunch of Grand Sand Mausoleums, like a few during a fight against I believe Wrong. Deidara? I don't remember.
He did a lot versus Deidara.
Yeah. Versus Deidara.
Literally shielded the whole village.
Yeah. And he has... Oh, no, I forgot. Oh, and at the end of Boruto, adult Gaara has, like, top 5 taijutsu in the show.
Although, he's just too weak to be considered on this list. He doesn't quite make it past Tobirama or Nagato.
Yeah, not quite. And finally, Edo Itachi. Love Itachi. Mm. So, Itachi was put up against Nagato, and we decided against putting Itachi up here. Itachi has the dual Mangekyou Sharingan, conferring him the abilities of Amaterasu and Tsukuyomi. Amaterasu being able to create the Black Flame. And Tsukuyomi being a Genjutsu.
The Genjutsu, he can't deal damage. Well, okay.
That's not right, yeah.
Tsukuyomi is technically a split second, from what I understand. It's different from most Genjutsus in that he can make anything happen in the Tsukuyomi dream, and it can last for however he wants you to think it'll last.
Yes. Also, in the Tsukuyomi dream, anything that happens in there can also reflect upon real life. So, he killed his girlfriend, Izuna. Izumi? Was it Izumi? No, it wasn't Izuna. Sorry. Izumi, I think? Or Izuna? I don't remember her exact name. But
Itachi killed his girlfriend.
Itachi killed his girlfriend by living out her entire life with him. So, he put her in the dream, and she lived out an entire 80 years with Itachi. And then she died from old age in the dream, which killed her in real life from old age.
And not many Genjutsu can actually do that. We only know of one other, which belonged to another Kekkei Genkai.
Really?
Yeah, actually. It was in regular Naruto. Mm. It was the Kurama clans.
Oh, I hate the Kurama clan. But that's filler, I think.
It's actually canon from what I understand. Thankfully, it was literally only one person who could do that, and she was like 1 in 1,000.
Okay, yeah. So we're not talking about that right now.
Yeah, so we're not talking about that.
And he has the Edo Tensei body, so all the buffs of Edo Tensei person. He has no chakra sickness, because it's Edo Tensei, and he has an unlimited filling chakra pool. Because of Edo Tensei.
There's one more thing we haven't mentioned yet, because it's kind of a...
Yeah?
It's almost what got him on this list. If he was going to be here, it would be because of his Susanoo.
Oh, right. I have two more things after that as well, actually.
Go ahead. Why don't you talk about the Susanoo? I don't really know what it looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, Itachi only ever achieved the armored form. So, yeah. Not standing on legs. He walked by himself to move it. And he had two things. He had the Swords of Totsuka, which if you get stabbed by it, sends you in an infinite looping genjutsu dream. And the Yadamir, which I believe already talked about, but I'll recap it again quickly. It allows you to reflect any ninjutsu. He had incredible fire jutsus. And he had incredible shuriken jutsu.
I think he was a part of the Anbu as well.
Yeah.
And he was just a really good ninja overall.
Yeah, he was able to throw ninja stars.
Yeah, he was really good. Now, again, we would have added him to this list, but we just didn't think he could beat Nagato or Tobirama.
Oh, you mean Edo Tobirama?
Edo Nagato or Edo Tobirama.
So, and here comes the last character.
It is
Tenten.
Stay with me, folks.
It's Tenten.
Obviously. Oh, Tenten has the most runtime in the entire show. Just kidding. She's the least because she's so fast. Okay. So let's actually get on to the real person. It's clearly Orochi. No, it's Naruto.
Yeah, obviously.
Both sides of Kurama and Sage of Six Paths. Now, Braden, why don't you take away on why we didn't consider Byron?
Okay, yeah, sure. So the reason why we didn't consider Baryon mode was because Baryon mode is in most cases weaker. It lasts for 10 minutes. I don't even think he killed Ishiki.
Wow.
He beat the crap out of him and it was sick, but... And that amounted to what? A couple bruises? Great. Who cares? And Baryon mode, he didn't use any other jutsu. He literally only used the Rasengan. And
I'm also thinking, like, he couldn't use a lot of, like, high-power jutsu because of the limit.
Yeah, because of his Baryon limited gave. Amount of chakra. Like, in that current state. Because his chakra was slowly being literally evaporated. Like, from heat.
Thinking about Baryon just kind of makes me angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's a limited jutsu, and it doesn't even seem that strong, I'll be honest.
So now we're going to talk about... This form is adult Naruto with all of Kurama and Sage of Six Paths Chakra. Now, let's get into his abilities. So first, he has Kurama, like we literally just mentioned, and Kurama's the most powerful tailed beast.
He's also the inventor of the, I keep forgetting the name. The Shuriken Rasengan.
Rasen Shuriken!
Rasen Shuriken, which has an incredible name.
Yep.
Please, Kakashi made up the name, didn't he?
No, I have no clue.
Okay, I'll look into that later. But what's important right now is he invented that jutsu, which many others could simply not.
Yeah.
Not even Kakashi, who I literally just mentioned, and who is 4 on this list.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even Minato, who was 8 on this list, I think.
Yeah. Minato and Tobirama. Nobody could manage to best what he did.
Besides Boruto as a kid.
I hate Boruto.
Besides Boruto as a kid.
I am going to, if I ever see Boruto, I'm going to attack him.
Dang. Yeah, Boruto created the Vanishing Rasengan, you know.
Boruto also created a manga which I incredibly dislike, and you couldn't even get through.
Hey, I'm still working on it.
Yeah? You know what I'm still working on? Caring.
That's crazy.
All right. He is one of the best users of Rasengan. Don't correct me this time.
Besides Boruto.
He's also pretty much mastered the art of actually being a Jinchuriki.
Yeah. He also had all of the tailed beasts Kekkei Genkai, because he literally got every tailed beast at one point. But he got, like, lava release, boil release, I think.
Magnet
release.
He got every Kekkei Genkai that was a part of the tailed beast.
Part of a tailed beast, yes. And he also is half Uzumaki, and he has Kurama, so he's got an incredible chakra pool. And he's got his Rasen Shuriken, especially his lava release Rasen Shuriken, was able to cut the God Tree in half, which is an incredible feat. So,
yeah, if it just happens to be a tiny little feat.
So, he is undoubtedly the strongest not Otsutsuki character. And is there anything else we need to mention about Naruto? Oh! He has a pretty good healing factor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and with, that's, this is terrifying.
Yeah, Naruto is, I mean, the show's named after him.
Also, Naruto, with KCM, correct me if I'm wrong, had comparable speed to Minato using Flying Raijin.
Yes.
Just to keep in mind, everybody here knows that Minato's Flying Raijin is literally teleportation.
Yep.
If you don't know what's wrong with that sentence.
Okay, anyways. Yeah. That's the end of our list. If we forgot to mention anything about any of the characters, or you think the list is wrong, well, you can debate with yourself. Feel free to absolutely roast our list. Alrighty, well, guys, we'll see you later. Wait, don't we have an outro?
What? When did you make an outro?
We have an outro?